Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You might not be at the game this year, but you can still be in on the action at BetOnline. BetOnline is going the extra mile to make sure you get in on the everything imaginable this season, from game spreads and totals to team, player, and coaching props. BetOnline gives you more options to wager than any place online. You can get on the season opening bonuses today and start off wagering to win, division, and championship futures now. Head to betonline.ag today and take advantage of all the great side bonuses. BetOnline, your online wagering sportsbook experts. All right, guys, welcome to our Pit Panther Rants and our Sports Rants podcast. Vlad Harris, your host, or Vlad Harris, I should say. Brought to you by Armchair Media and BetOnline.ag and Manscaped. Well, guys, college football is here finally. And it's weird. I mean, it just doesn't have that feeling. You know, it's ever since this whole thing happened. Usually the summer is ending, you know, our vacations are ending. We're going back to work, back to the office, back to school. Or kids are going back to school. Traffic is starting to get more, you know, a lot more traffic on the road. And the temperatures are cooling down, which means football is starting up. But now it's like, it just doesn't have that feeling. I mean, I just realized the season was starting and I haven't done like any type of pit predictions or ACC preview or anything like that. And I'm just, I don't have the fucking energy for it right now, to be honest with you. My kids started virtual school this week. And I'm on call, you know, for the hospital, so nothing like adding extra stress to your life. But, my son had a great first day because they had so many technical problems that he didn't get to attend class all day, you know, on Tuesday. And I guess finally the teachers got their shit together and realized, oh, we got to add these kids into these online meetings. Yeah, great. But college football is here. It doesn't have that feel. And on top of that, we have two major conferences that they're not going to have games, Big Ten and Pac-10, or Pac-12, I should say. I don't know, guys. I personally, if they can play, they can play. You know, if the protocols are all in place, everything's set. I mean, if they're doing what all these other programs are doing, you know, they should be playing, but they're not. And it's a whole big political mess now for a reason. We're going to steer clear of that. But speaking of types of things, well, political, Pitt's obviously going to have, the pregame on 93.7, the fans going to have a little bit of a change. Wendy Bell's not going to be back. And some people were upset over that. They were fans of Pitt until that happened. So the last 30, 40 years didn't piss you off, but you're mad that Wendy Bell's not going to be on the pregame show? God forbid. What was done, and of course KK Bree removed her as well, and a lot of people are mad over this. I mean, you know, the thing is when you start losing advertisers and things like that, and radio shows love it. I mean it's a bad time for radio right now. I mean, it's, you know, a lot of radio stations laid off, you know, especially sports talk, they laid off people. I mean, Houston especially, they lost. They laid off a bunch of people. Even some pretty notable people they laid off down here that are pretty popular. But K.K. Ray thought it was easy to axe her. And of course, you know, they dipped in the rings and people are like, well, they're going to dip even more because Wendy has a big following. And I'm like, okay, yeah. I mean, some radio stations or television or networks, they handle things differently. I mean, they may have, in some instances, just may have given an apology and say, hey, I screwed up. I'll do better. I shouldn't have done that. But they just, you know, they axed her. And, of course, you know, Pitt had nothing to do with axing Wendy Bell. I mean, that was the fans' decision. Says now Paul Zeiss and Bob Papagenni, and I'm sure Dorn Dickerson will be there still. Well, let's move on to more uplifting topics than that. So Pitt released her depth chart for week one, and I'm looking at it right now. Well, obviously on offense, quarterback, you got Kenny Pickett, and his backups are Davis Bevel and Joe Yellen. No Nick Patty this year. He's not in there, so maybe he's going to be gone. I don't know. I mean, we saw him play last year, and then we barely beat a 1AA team with him at quarterback. So if anything, he probably got passed up on the depth chart. Now, running back, I mean, A.J. Davis is your first string, but if you look at this list of running back, I mean, you got A.J. Davis, you got Todd Sibley, Vincent Davis, Daniel Carter, Israel Abakanada, I believe is how you pronounce it. Basically, the running back is just 1A, 1B, 1C, 1D, 1E. I mean, they all could be a first string, who knows. You know, we haven't seen much of our running game since our two pro-caliber backs left. And part of that's on the offensive line as well. I mean, Dave Borbély, this year he has to really show us something with this line. I mean, you got Morrissey, you know, the senior, Cradle, Gabe Hoy, Hargrove. I mean, you got an offensive line that has two juniors, two seniors. I mean, these guys should be a lot better this year. There's no excuse. If they're having the same problems that they had last year, then there's issues there. Because these guys have been here with this program enough that they need to give their quarterback time to throw the football, and they got to open up some lanes for these running backs to run. But at the same time, these five backs that are on this roster right now, they got to grow a fucking pair and be the guy. And there's five of them. One's a senior, one's a junior. You know, one a sophomore. So these guys, part of it's blocking, but these guys got to do their part as well. One of them has to be the man in the backfield. If they're not, then what the hell are we doing here? Our biggest strength right now is wide receiver and tight end. I mean, I see, you know, wide receiver Taysom Mack or Jared Wayne at the, you know, at the one spot. I think you may see more than just three receiver sets. You may see four receiver sets, maybe even five. I mean, I think possibly we may throw some of these guys out there. We got plenty of talent. I mean, we got on one side, we got Shockey Jockey backed up by Trey Tipton, who's very reliable. Taysom Mack, Jared Wayne on one part, and then of course in the slot you got Jordan Addison. I mean, there you go. On paper, tight end looks as good as it's ever been. We got Lucas Kroll, who's Kai Wright, and Daniel Moraga. Three talented guys. So, receiver, tight end, we're looking good. You know, Kenny did, you know, his stats were better last year because they threw the ball more, and they had to throw the ball more because they couldn't run it, and they couldn't freaking block. So, you know, people's jobs are going to be on the line this year. I mean, you got to throw Dave Borbély in the line. Tim Salem, you know, I thought he was in the hot seat, but the tight end recruiting has gone a lot better. And, of course, well, we'll see what happens with that as well. But he may have saved his job, but Dave Borbély may have to do something with this. And, of course, you got Andre Powell, the running backs coach of Pitt. I mean, he's had a good track record. But I'm not saying fire the guy. I mean, he's done pretty well, but not sure. On defense, obviously, we had some losses. But, you know, defensive end, we got Patrick Jones and Rashad Weaver. I think we'll be just fine. We got depth on both of those areas. Defensive tackle, Keyshawn Camp, Devin Danielson, and we got some depth as well too. Linebacker's been a bit, you know, is a concern. We got Phil Campbell, Wendell Davis, Chase Pines is back, which was kind of a shocker there. But you know, if we have a sophomore as a starter and we got a senior as a backup, well, I'll take it. And we got Cam Bryant at the star of Petrushin, so we got plenty of, you know, leadership there. And of course, strong safety, Paris Ford, free safety, Hamlin, and the cornerbacks, Marquise Williams, Jason Pinnock. Quarterback's kind of a concern for me right now with this group. I mean, Pinnock's obviously going to be a hell of a player, but what about Marquise Williams? I don't know. We'll see. And special teams, you know, we got Jordan Addison doing the punt return. Edison Woods will be doing the kick return. You know, and Kirk Christodoulou, Alex Kessman back at place kicker. So, I mean, on paper, this, you know, they look good still. But, I mean, one concern is, you know, a lot of people have concerns about is the linebacker position, how we're going to be there. But despite losing Jalen Tymon, I think we're going to be a fine group. And we got also, not to mention, we got some guys coming in as well from the recruiting classes. You know, still wet behind the ears. They may grab the bull by the balls as well. Now, you know, speaking of the depth chart and everything else, I mean, another thing that was also a big controversy last week was Pat Narduzzi and Matt Canada. I mean, Narduzzi made some comments. Some people liked it, some people didn't. I saw nothing wrong with what Pat Narduzzi was saying. I mean, he could have worded it a little better. Matt Canada had a hell of a year. He was right corner at the right time for Pitt that season. The thing is Pat Narduzzi got $1 million, and he decided he wanted to go take $1.5 million at LSU. The thing is, here's the thing. When Pitt's giving you $1 million, it's because you did a hell of a job, and they're hoping to see more on the horizon. When LSU is giving you $1.5 million, they're expecting you to fix these problems right away, and they're expecting you to win right away, get this offense going, to beat Bama. So when they're paying you $1.5 million for your offense to basically take a big dump, well, the head coach takes the heat because he hired you. So what is the head coach gonna do? He knows his job's on the line, so he's gonna fire you. He's gonna bring another coordinator because they're not paying you $1.5 million for this kind of crap. And that's what Narduzzi was trying to say is, you go there, this is what's going to happen, and now you're going to start all over again. And if he was stayed at Pitt, he probably ends up as a head coach. And, well, I mean, he's a coordinator in the NFL now, so I guess he's got that going for him, and he's got plenty of buyout money to live off of. So he'll be, you know, I mean, and pocketbook, he'll be fine. It's just, he could be a lot, you know, more head now. But last year, right before this LSU season began, they were talking about firing Ed Orgeron. they couldn't wait to fire him. It wasn't until Joe Burrow, exploded that, now they love the guy now because, he won a national title. But, Coach O probably bought himself another year or two of job security because he won a national title. Now looking at Pitt's schedule this year, they start off with Austin Peay on Saturday. That should be a winnable game. They'll go undefeated in non-conference for the first time ever. Let's hope they win it. Simple play a cruel trick on us, but looking at Pitt's schedule, on paper, they can probably win a lot of these games, but we got to be realistic about a lot of these now. So we'll talk about them. They got Austin Peay this Saturday. They should win. The week after, they got Syracuse. And they should win that one as well. Syracuse just had a lot of high hopes for Syracuse last year, and they just fell apart. And it's a shame because Dino Babers is a hell of a guy. I don't know what the hell's going on up there. So Pitt starts out easily 2-0. But then, they got Louisville coming up after that. Louisville's really turned the corner a little bit. They started 2 last year. They have a pretty talented quarterback. And Mikal Cunningham, he really turned it on. He's kind of like a Lamar Jackson type. They have a tough running back in Javon Hawkins. But they have issues with the offensive line. So I think, Pitt will... I like Pitt in this one. They could lose it, but I'm going to go with them. And then the next week, they have NC State. NC State isn't that good. They've taken a step back. So I see them win that one. They got Boston College the next week. I could see them being BC as well. Because, A.J. Dillon's not there anymore, so we should be all right there. So, that's a 5-0 start. We got Miami. We probably lose that one because that's Miami. So, 5-1. Notre Dame comes up. Probably lose that one as well because it's Notre Dame. It's at home, but it's Notre Dame, so 5-2. We got Florida State. After all the crap with Willie Taggart, somehow Florida State went to a bowl game last year, and I have no idea how. So, anyways, Mike Norvell's our coach. I still like Pitt in this one. I think they will take out Florida State. Then there's Georgia Tech. They win that one. Virginia Tech is going to be a tough game. So, in typical Pitt fashion, I'm going to have them lose that one. I'm going to have them lose Clemson. So, they're going to lose. So Pitt's getting their season, losing the last two. So, I have Pitt finishing 7-4 this year. That's what I have them finishing as. And if I look on the list here for the ACC, looking at the predictions are, obviously Clemson's going to be number one because, they got Trevor Lawrence and Travis Etienne back. But, they have to replace some skill players, but I think they'll be fine. Defensively, they'll be fine as well. Notre Dame's in the same boat that they got Ian Book, but they also have Tommy Reese as their offensive coordinator, which is kind of odd. And I think they have to replace the receivers. They got a really good defense, but I think they're having some growing pains on offense. So I think their offense is going to cost them a game or two this year. So I guess I'd put them at number two behind Clemson. Now, North Carolina is at number three, and I have no idea why. They had a hell of a year last year, but I think they're going to take a step back just a little bit. So that's the thing. With this whole ranking thing, you got those two. But I'm just not seeing how they're going to be, how they're at number three. Miami's number four. And, Miami is very talented. Their problem is they can never get a quarterback that can, complete a pass or read a coverage. So let me go through this whole list again that they have. I'm going to do my own list. So for today, here's how I predict the whole ACC folding out. It's one big conference. Number one, I got Clemson, for obvious reasons. Two, Notre Dame. Number three, I have Virginia Tech. Because you know what, after how they finished last year, and basically they have a lot of their talent coming back. I mean, Fuente's got 17 stars coming back. Some transfers coming in. So I thought that the Virginia Tech was going to fall off the rails, but it looks like they're not. I have them at three this year. I think they're going to be third in the conference. Four, I have Miami because, you know what, somebody has to be number four, and I guess it's going to be them. And, of course, five, I got Pitt because I'm a homer, and that's why I have it. Somebody's going to put them in five. Six, I got North Carolina. Seven, I got Louisville. Eighth, I got Virginia, but you know what? I could rank these guys a lot lower than what I am now. UVA, I can probably put them like at 10. I don't know. I just don't think they're gonna, you know, drop off too bad. Florida State had number 9 because despite all the madness, they still went to the Sun Bowl. I have Duke actually at 10 because I do think that they're gonna be a lot better this year. BC has 11 because I think Halfley's going to do a hell of a job this year. Wake lost some key players this past year, and I think they're going to be. I have them at 12 though. Syracuse, I have them at 13. Georgia Tech, I have them at 14 because they had a really tough defense last year. They just had a shitty offense. And 15, I have NC State. So there you go. There is my Pitt predictions. I got them at 7-4, and I got them 5th in the ACC this year. And, of course, I have Clemson taking the whole thing. And while you're at, guys, stop by BetOnline because they're going the extra mile to make sure you get in on everything imaginable this season, from these game spreads and totals to the player, coaches, and whatever props. BetOnline gives you more options to wager than any place online. You can even bet on my season predictions, probably. Get on their season opening bonuses and start off wagering to win division championship futures now. I gave you some futures here for the ACC. Go grab them. Go to BetOnline.ag today and take advantage of all the great sign bonuses. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. As you guys all know, you gotta go back to work, and of course, well, you're working from home, so who cares? But you know what? You can still take good care of yourself. You know what? So when you go out, you look really good. And, of course, that's why we have Manscaped. You can grab the Lion Manscaped Lawnmower 3.0. It's a premium electric trimmer. It's designed to give you the constant confidence boost for body image. It's got skin-safe technology. So you know what? When you're shaving down there and you want to look, you know, great for your date, well, you do it without having the risk of, clipping yourself and having a blue bald night. Well, red and blue bald, because you know what? You'll be bandaging the hell out of that thing because, you know, it's a pretty sensitive area. And, of course, you can get the Shears 2.0 nail kit to make your nails look really good. So you won't have to go get your nails done. In fact, if you're so good at it, you can have you open your own nail salon. Also, you get the Crop Preserver. It's a deodorant for your balls, so you know you want it smelling good down there. So go to manscaped.com, enter the promo code armchair, and get 20% off and free shipping off your order. So grab 2020 by the balls by shaving your front trunk. All right, so we covered all the pit stuff. NBA playoffs is moving on, of course. You know, it's looking pretty obvious. I mean, it looks like it's gonna be the Clippers and Lakers for the Western Conference because the Nuggets are fading, and it looks like the Rockets are fading as well. So, and of course, the Eastern Conference, we got Toronto and Boston going to a seventh game, and they're gonna play the winner. Well, actually, they They're playing the Miami Heat. And Miami Heat's playing really good basketball right now. I mean, they're pretty hot. And yeah, this next Eastern Conference is going to be really interesting. And of course, Western will be because it'll be Clippers and Lakers. So it'll be interesting. Now we got the Final Four for the Stanley Cup. We got in the East, we got New York and Tampa Bay, and Tampa Bay won that one, so they take a 2-0 series lead. Vegas and Dallas, the series is tied up at 1-1. And that's, you know, and of course, you know, Vegas blanked Dallas in game two. And just looking at this whole thing here, I mean, that's Marc-Andre Fleury was a starter for the Vegas in game one, and they lost 1-0. I mean, it's amazing. Since Flowers, you know, left Pittsburgh, I mean, he's Vegas is going places, and one of the Pens, they can't get out of the first round. I mean, it's kind of, you know, sucks a lot of ways, but oh well. I mean, this has been a hell of a format. I think I really like Dallas. I love to see him get to the finals. But I'm not sure. I think Vegas is going to be too strong for them. And Tampa Bay is just on another level. I mean, the Islanders, I mean, they were sixth seed, and they knocked off one seed Philly. I mean, I kind of feel for the Philly fans on my timeline, because that team fought all the way back to a seventh game, and they laid a goose egg and freaking Game 7, and it's like, why the hell did you guys fight all this way for? I mean, what was the point? I mean, it's a shame, but, I mean, looks like it's going to be a Tampa Bay, probably Tampa Bay-Vegas final, we'll see. But, I mean, it's been a hell of an NBA playoff, and it's been a hell of a Stanley Cup playoff. I hope to see more. All right, guys, it's 1 a.m. I'm going to bed. Held a pit. Talk to you later.